While I have managed to lose weight over the last several years and made no secret of my desire to do so, it's not easy. At least it's not for me. I am old enough that shedding pounds is often a brutally slow, very deliberate process. When we're young, pounds fall off like leaves from an autumn tree. Over 50? Not so much. And then there's the fact that food just tastes so good, at least the kinds I like to eat. And they are not the sorts of foods that lend themselves to any sort of weight loss strategy. Quite the opposite, actually. If I think on it enough, food often makes me feel like Sisyphus. I have moments of triumph, cutting back or making smart decisions, only to see that stone roll to the bottom again and have to start over. Heck, even as these words to today's episode are being typed, I just finished a wedge of sharp cheddar and I'm thinking ahead to a piece of French silk pie for after lunch. Yeah, food can really get our attention, can't it? Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Visitor Services Manager for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Some folks don't struggle with food at all. Either it has no hold over them, and they eat only to survive, and it really isn't a pleasure thing. Or they have a metabolism that allows them to eat whatever they want, whenever they want, however much they want, with seemingly no apparent effect on their bodies. I have a hunting buddy that eats nonstop. It amazes me how much he puts away. His food intake across the course of a day, and even nights, would make a hobbit blush. And yet, he's undeniably skinny. I can almost feel myself gaining weight watching him eat. That said, I think the folks who don't struggle with food are well in the minority. Most of us like our food, and a lot of us have some manner of struggles tied to those likes. Full disclosure, I did an episode about trip food planning, general ideas about food types and amounts. Today, this is not that. I intend for today to be a look at specific food types that are used in outdoor settings. And it's going to be a subjective thing, though I'll try to keep an open mind. For example, I don't eat fruits or vegetables, so for any sort of personal food item that would seem to have a place on a camping or hunting trip, items from those columns won't make my own list. In considering foods, I'm looking at foods that are used anywhere but in your home or other such dwellings. Outdoor gatherings of any sort, camping trips, hunting trips, time spent at a cabin. I'm thinking about foods we choose and use in those situations. Also, I'm sure I'm going to forget or not mention foods that you really like. It's inevitable. No disrespect intended. One of my favorite camping foods is Pop-Tarts. What I like about them is that I find them tasty and filling. I most often use them when I'm hunting. I can roll out of bed in the morning, make some coffee, and grab some Pop-Tarts. No cooking, no waiting, no mess to clean up. Maybe that sounds lazy. I prefer the term efficient. But it's not just me. I read this on one online camping website. Pop-Tarts are the epitome of junk food, aren't they? A white flour-based crust that leaves behind a white residue on your fingers, making it look more like you just finished up an intense game of pool rather than having breakfast. They're slathered with a thick crust made from sugar so hefty, even a turtle would be envious of its structure. Oh, and it doesn't stop there. The fruit filling is more like a spackle you'd slather around a drywall patch in that fixer-upper your wife convinced you to buy as your first home. But man, are they delicious. And because the body burns fuel so quickly, there is no time for garbage to sit around and cause the effects we normally associate with junk food. This is why Pop-Tarts are considered an excellent fuel source in the mountains. Well, for what it's worth, I favor strawberry or cookies and cream. I really liked grape, but grape is no longer made. How is that even possible? Bacon is a staple, in some fashion, for every trip I make, be it a fly-in trip, upriver, or at my cabin. Let's face it, bacon provides an abundance of comfort on so many levels, from flavor to a source of protein to that magnificent smell. Bacon goes with pretty much anything. Because hot foods are often a real plus, bacon hits on this to the extreme. I mentioned bacon in some form, and here's what I meant by that. There is often bacon in some of the other foods I have, such as my Mountain House eggs. More on that in a moment. I fry up bacon in one of two forms. I use regular bacon that needs to be fried up, and no argument, that is absolutely bacon in its finest form. However, I also use pre-cooked bacon, and all I have to do is warm it up, and it's ready to go. I also make use of bags of bacon bits to augment other things I cook. I put bacon bits in a lot of things to add a little protein or enhance the flavor. So, bacon can make its way into camping and outdoor foods in so many forms. Freeze-dried meals, such as Mountain House, which is just one company that produces them, well, I don't use a lot of varieties of freeze-dried meals, but I have a couple that I use with some frequency. I really like Mountain House scrambled eggs and bacon, and also their biscuits and gravy. In my opinion, these two breakfast entrees are incredible meals to make use of when camping. They don't take a lot of time to make, they're hot, filling, and they really don't create any sort of mess. Boil some water and you're off and running. The eggs and bacon are good on their own, though, as I mentioned, I add extra bacon to mine. The biscuits and gravy are just out of this world. How they can get dry stuff to reconstitute to something that is very much biscuits and gravy in consistency is beyond me, but they do, and the flavor is outstanding. A couple of words of caution here. They are both exceedingly high in salt, so that may be a health concern for some. Frankly, it's supposed to be for me. Also, pay attention to how much water you add. Follow the directions. If not, it might result in having scrambled eggs and bacon soup for breakfast, which isn't really a lot of fun. I have a friend on the road system that stops and fills up on food to take along from places like Subway and other fast food places. I guess if that's an option, if you have access before heading afield, it sure seems like a tasty way to provide for a meal or two. I haven't done that myself, options in Dillingham being limited and all. I guess Subway is an option for us here, and maybe some of you have done that, hauling big bags of Subway to your cabin or tent. Again, it seems like a delicious option, if you have access to establishments that sell such food. Something else perhaps some of you do. Simply cooking small chunks of meat over an open flame. I'm thinking about small pieces of moose or caribou, threaded onto a stick, something like a shish kebab, though I don't add anything but the meat to mine. I cook mine over a fire, minus any sort of seasonings or anything added. Frankly, I think it makes for an incredibly flavorful treat, and is one of my favorite food types and method of cooking out of anything I eat. Again, I'm guessing many of you do the exact same thing. If you don't, you should really give it a try. Ramen noodles are always a staple for me. Some of the same characteristics that made it such a great food as a college student still hold true. Flavorful, cheap, simple, fast, hot, and free of mess. There is nothing not to like. And you can cook it and eat it straight up, or you can add to what you have. I fixed ramen in a camp setting with bacon bits, little smokies, chunks of mousse, ground burger, and even other things like cheese tortellini. Ramen makes a great standalone or a base for any number of other ingredients. It's not uncommon that some of my meals are cooked late at night, after hunting and when getting back to camp. So fast and hot and no mess are all really strong selling points. There are traditional camp foods that I do use, but maybe not as often as some. I'm thinking particularly of hot dogs and s'mores. Actually, I guess I do use hot dogs with some degree of frequency. S'mores, not so much, unless my daughters are involved. Even so, both of these have a long, long history associated with cooking outdoors, and they are both really great additions to any outdoor cooking menu. I'll confess, where s'mores are concerned, I'm a lot more likely to just eat the ingredients separately. I enjoy graham crackers, chocolate, and the occasional marshmallow. And I don't need them to be together to be able to enjoy them. Macaroni and cheese is in its own category and has many of the same outstanding traits as ramen. Also, if you need to fill up a number of people fairly quickly, mac and cheese is a great choice. Also like ramen, You can use it as a base to add things too. I remember one hunting float trip where my hunting buddy and I made a game of giving our meals names that sounded like something off a fancy New York City restaurant menu. It's really not all that hard to do. One evening, riding out a pretty severe thunderstorm, we enjoyed a meal of select breast of chicken, pasta in a cheese sauce, with a side of fried potatoes. What was actually in the bowl was Kraft macaroni and cheese with canned chicken breast stirred in and shoestring potatoes on the side. I have to say, sitting on a gravel bar, 6 days into the trip, rain pounding down and the wind screaming, that was very much a five-star meal. There are other things that come to mind for me, such as Spam, pilot bread, Cheez-Its, fruit snacks, soft flour tortilla shells, candy bars, granola bars, and spray cheese. There are solid reasons for each of them. There are also likely 5,000 other foods that could be included, but we're running out of time for today. As fall is in full swing, take advantage of those really nice days, the sunny ones, mild temps, no bugs, to get outside and enjoy what our area has to offer. And also take the time to fully enjoy the different foods you like that enhance the time you spend outdoors. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.